Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jamie Bologna. When I say vegan ice cream, what comes to mind?
It's not real ice cream.
Maybe you thought just that. I certainly did. And that's what Dina Jalal has heard for years. She's the founder of FOMU Ice Cream with a handful of stores in Fenway, the South End, Jamaica Plain, and Alston. And she's the author of a new cookbook, Incredible Vegan Ice Cream. And she says, oh yeah, vegan ice cream is the real deal.
I mean, it's real ice cream, and just because it doesn't use traditional ingredients doesn't mean it doesn't have that, like, amazing, nostalgic, traditional taste. So even if you're an ice cream traditionalist, you'll taste it, and you're like, wow, these are flavors that I forgot existed, because some ice creams have come so far from that, you know?
Jalal says she began thinking about what goes into ice cream when she started her own family, and she noticed a lot of ice creams, even so-called homemade ones, had lots of ingredients she didn't like. Stabilizers, preservatives, artificial flavorings, and that she just wanted to make the ice cream from her childhood better. But is that even possible?
It is. And I'll tell you why. So we wanted a better ice cream, one that tasted better, used better ingredients, and was better for the earth, just a sort of more, what I like to say, thoughtfully prepared ice cream. So we went sort of back to the core and started making strawberry ice cream with strawberries and actually using cocoa and real chocolates and making our own inclusions. And so people would say, this is like the best chocolate strawberry ice cream I've ever had. And I was like, because it uses real chocolate and real strawberries.
Real ingredients with no animal products. Okay, that's all well and good, but as they say, the proof is in the pudding. So with Dina's help, we set out to make the chocolate pudding ice cream from her cookbook. So we're here in your Alston store.
Yeah.
You've set up a couple of tables here, sort of as if it were a small kitchen countertop. What do we have here on the counter?
Yeah, so these are sort of some of the basics that you would need to make ice cream at home. Obviously an ice cream maker. Here I have a Vitamix, just because this is what we have. You could use an immersion blender. For most recipes, honestly, a whisk would do just fine.
Do you use a food processor or just a standard maybe blender that you have for margaritas or something?
Absolutely. It doesn't even need to be that strong a mixer. It all depends on how rustic you want your ice cream to taste and the texture and things like that. I've got some measuring cups and measuring spoons. And then I have the ingredients. And just about every recipe starts with a natural coconut milk or coconut cream.
And you have these in just canned. You can get them
absolutely
at the supermarket.
And this is exactly how you want to get it, right? You don't want to get the coconut beverage that you find.
Which is like a whole aisle at some supermarkets.
Absolutely.
Now.
Next to like the almond milk and the oat milk and all the alternative milks. This is sort of your, before alt milks were a thing, this like coconut, you know, canned coconut milk or coconut cream was what you would find in the can, maybe in like a ethnic food aisle where you would use it for curries or maybe even to blend it in a drink or something. But this is your straightforward, real deal coconut milk. And this is what's going to make the creamy ice cream. All the fat, all the creamy goodness, that's what makes the ice cream. And then we have organic unrefined cane sugar. And so that's pretty much the second, you know, big ingredient in almost all of the recipes. Agave. So the different sugars sort of add to the mouthfeel and the texture and the creaminess of the ice cream. So we do a little bit of a sort of a liquid sugar here. And then for every recipe, what you have on hand is what flavors the ice cream. So those are the core ingredients in the base of our ice cream.
So that's sort of the base, and then the rest of the stuff is the flavor. So.
The real flavor,
yeah,
right? And so here we have a sustainable cocoa. This is very yummy, very rich. I would just use a very high quality cocoa. Everything is a little like harmonious little choreography of ingredients, right?
I love the joy that you describe all these ingredients.
It's great. It's ice cream. It's ice cream. It's all so
can't wonderful. Forget that this is a joyful process. Who doesn't love ice cream?
Absolutely.
All right. So what next?
So the first recipe we're going to start with that is actually the chocolate pudding. And this, I'm not even a huge, this is like, I know, horrible. People are going to be like, what? I'm not even like a chocolate gal. I'm the gal that goes and gets like the fruit flavors or the spice flavors.
Oh my God, chocolate.
I know, sorry. But this ice cream is literally one of the best chocolate ice creams ever. Like, I will choose this chocolate. It is that good.
For a non-chocolate girl, this is the chocolate.
For a non-chocolate girl. So we are going to open the can of coconut milk. So I'm going to pour this right into my Vitamix. Okay.
Now, you weren't kidding when you said this looks really creamy compared to the coconut drink that you would
buy. Absolutely. So look in there. I mean, that looks like a heavy cream.
Yeah.
So after that, we're gonna measure our unrefined cane sugar, some agave, with our ingredients. And so the last thing that we're going to add is our cocoa.
Can I smell that?
Yeah. And so when you have our chocolate...
It's a little fruity almost.
There are notes of fruit for sure. So we're going to put in our cocoa. This is really what's adding that like rich, rich chocolatey flavor. So we're going to add this to our Vitamix blender bowl. So we're going to turn this on. We don't even need to mix that long, just enough to incorporate the ingredients. So here we go. It looks pretty smooth and consistent to me. So I think we are good to go. So the next thing we're going to do is grab our freezer bowl. Pink freezer bowl.
So it looks like a frozen thick aluminum bowl with a paddle that'll spin around the middle.
Absolutely. Yep. What you want to do is have this moving before you pour your ingredients in, because if you pour it in first, this bowl is so cold that it will immediately stick to it. And so we want it to be moving from the get-go. So we're going to start our ice cream maker. And see, you can hear that going. And then there's this sort of hole in the center. So we're just going to want to pour our mix right into the hole. And basically what's happening is, I don't know if you can tell, but that ice cream is freezing to the sides.
Oh, yeah.
And then that scraper is scraping it off. And so it continues to do that for about 15 minutes or so. You want it to really look like either soft serve or really thick frap. So we're just going to let this go.
And while it churned away, I asked Dina Jalal a little bit about some of the inspirations behind the recipes in her cookbook.
So a lot of flavors are based on, you know, sort of childhood favorites of mine. I'm of Middle Eastern descent. My husband's of Chinese descent. So a lot of them are reminiscent of either ice creams or flavors that we grew up eating. A lot of them draw on drinks we've had or a pie, you know, a pie in Maine. And so all of those draw inspiration, and they have over the years. And I mean, the 60 recipes that are in this book are just a fraction of what we've made over the years.
So this has got just a couple more minutes to go, but look, my mouth has been watering since I walked in here. So
you mean you don't have like a few hours to
No, but I gotta try it. Let's go try it.
All right.
So this is what it would be after you put it into a container and let it sit in your freezer for how many hours?
You could leave it for 3 hours, up to 6 hours. I mean, obviously, it's going to store at that temperature. So I would say, like, 3 to 6 hours would be great. So if you take a look, this is our chocolate pudding. And do you see how, like, rich
it's very
and
dark.
Dense that is? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's thick.
It has a chew.
You can really taste the cocoa, that fruitiness that we smelled earlier when we were smelling the cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely taste that
very,
very strongly in a good way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you'll still
taste chocolate.
It is a beautiful chocolate.
And I expected to maybe taste some coconut, but I don't, or at least not very strongly. So it's very, like, the chocolate is what
is pronounced.
It's pronounced.
Yeah, that's at the forefront for sure.
It's really good.
You like it?
This is good.
You would think after like a decade that I'd be sick of ice cream. It's still my favorite food. Still my favorite food. I have it in my freezer. We eat it every time.
I don't want vanilla. I don't want chocolate. Bring me some of that good tutti frutti.
Nothing wrong with eating ice cream every day, and as soon as the show's over, we're going to go eat some ice cream that I made from Dina Jalal's cookbook Incredible Vegan Ice Cream. She's the founder of FOMU Ice Cream. There's more information about her book and a couple of recipes, including the one we made there, and I think a brown sugar corn recipe at our website, radioboston.org. And by the way, we know there are a lot of concerns, both human and environmental, on the impacts of coconut farming. We asked Jalal about this, and she says they absolutely consider these impacts and work with a single sustainable supplier. That's Radio Boston for today. Our show is produced by Zoe Mitchell, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Walter Wuthman. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hoffi. I'm Jamie Bologna, and this is Radio Boston. Beauty.